Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyway, I'm Ray Dunaway. Joe's here too. But with us is Michael Zaleski, CEO of Riverfront Recapture, because there's something big coming up. And what would that be this weekend?
This is Big Mo week, right? We are excited for Big Mo 20, the 20th anniversary of Big Mo, Riverfront Recapture's largest fundraiser of the year. It's going to be happening this Friday at the Colt building, the North Armory of the Colt building, okay. One of the last pieces in the puzzle of the Colt complex.
Okay. And, of course, we have my good friend, and he's been here before. He's a regular now on the show, as a matter of fact, and that'd be Matt Necci, whose dad I know because he ran CLNP for years and years and years.
Good morning.
Now, he was kind of the king guy. Now he's just spending his time in either the Adirondacks, Florida. Oh, yeah, and here, too, once in a while.
He's Matt Necci's dad now. That's what he's known as today.
Oh, really? It kills him. All right, so Big Mo, just very quickly, either one of you guys want to hit it. Michael, Big Mo's been around, and Riverfront Recapture. It's been around for what, 30, 40, 50 years? It's been here forever.
So Riverfront Recapture, a nonprofit organization that was started to reconnect the city and the region with the Connecticut Rivers. We're going to be celebrating our 39th birthday next year. And We've done a lot in those 40 years. We've done a significant amount in the Riverfront Park system connecting to the Connecticut River. We've programmed those parks over the last couple of decades with events and programs and activities. It's just a really great nonprofit organization that that does so much for the region. We're excited about Big Mo because it helps us continue our good work in the Riverfront Park system on the river.
Right. Plus, it gives you an idea, which you usually do. And I'm trying to think of all the ones I've been to. But, I mean, the thing is, you pick something that's just a focus point, a focal point. The Bank of America building, I was trying to think, Hartford 21. I mean, I've been to a lot of them. I used to do it at Gaetano's, actually, in the Civic Center.
The Convention Center, Rensselaer Field. We've been throughout Hartford and East Hartford. New economic development projects. We're fortunate that these developers let us in early and give people who are attending Big Mo an opportunity to see these construction projects before they're done. So you're typically walking in through construction sites on gravel floors in sheetrock dust everywhere. It's really a different kind of fundraiser. We don't do galas. You know, Riverfront Recapture is an outdoor recreation.
It's nice and casual. That's a great thing about it. I mean, if you want to wear a tie and a coat, well, go ahead. But it's not like they're not going to let you in, all right? So, you know, look, I've gone to these things. See what I mean? Okay. Makes sense. Let's talk for a little bit about the party itself, because it is a party more than anything. Not a gala, per se. Not at all. But, you know, what are some things that are going on? You got great food.
Yeah, so we always have great food. You know, Bears will be there that everyone loves, Front Street Bistro.
Right there.
This year's a little special because it's our 20-year anniversary. We've had some tremendous support from the corporate world, H.B. Nicken, Webster Bank, Hartford, Steam Boiler, Halloran Sage. What's special this year for our 20th anniversary, you know, we have very good corporate support, but we want to get a little bit more young professional feel.
Yeah,
so we're having our first ever after party for the Riverfront Current series. We're going to have live music, tailgating games, really trying to give younger people an opportunity to be introduced to Riverfront, which, you know, as I said last time we were on, what I love about Riverfront is they do great work, but they're also out there supporting people who are trying to build the momentum in Hartford. So easy organization to get behind.
Well, I know they had one at the Boathouse, as I recall, a couple of years ago. And in fact, I have it as wallpaper. The shots of the city are beautiful from there.
You can't get a better view of the Hartford skyline than from the Connecticut River. We try to get as many people as possible out onto the water to fully appreciate what we have in the Connecticut River.
Well, let's talk about the rowing program.
Second largest community rowing program in New England. We
had
more than almost 800 participants last year, and an opportunity to participate in a sport that you know, that maybe
it's a good team building thing.
Oh, it's an opportunity to get out on the water to get some great exercise. No better exercise than getting on an erg.
Get me out, Matt.
Yeah, and it's just we're very proud of our rowing program. We've won. We won a national championship last year for our Masters men's team. Yeah, we're traveling around the country with fast boats, and we're proud of the fact that it's a community rowing program, so we get people at all levels, teenagers in our high school program, all the way up to, some of our rowers are over 80 years old, and everybody's
welcome. My lawyer's daughter took part in the rowing program, and number one, and as you mentioned, it's great because you have people from all kinds of backgrounds that are in the program. So you really get, it's kind of a bring us together kind of thing. Do a little teamwork, get tired as hell, and you're on the river. What can go wrong?
No doubt. It's an opportunity to get out onto the river. Our high school, Riverfront High School program, we have participants from Hartford High Schools, suburban high schools, all coming together to row for our regional Riverfront rowing team.
Well, Matt, let's go back just very quickly. The evening starts when? How does one get tickets? Just some things. You can look it up, by the way, at riverfront.org if you'd like to learn more. But
yeah, so you can get tickets for the event to riverfront.org. If you're interested in just going to the post party, there's a separate option to purchase tickets there as well. The event, I believe, starts at 5 o'clock. 5 to 6 is a special VIP hour. Then the main event goes 6 to 8, and then the after party will be happening right after that in the parking lot in Coltsville.
So it's an evening as long as it needs to be, as long as you want.
As long as you need to be. Hooker Brewery's been very generous to us, and will be helping us out that evening with the after party as well. So we're really excited. I think, like I said, we've got a good event that's happening. We just need to get people there, and we hope to extend the summer another week.
Well, I think you will. By the way, did we already do the dragon boats?
Dragon boat was two weeks ago.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wonderful day on the river. More than 70 teams are participating in a spectacular weather day, and brought people from throughout the state, throughout the region. And we had a team from China, actually, that came and participated, and they
dragon
won gold
boats
medal.
Makes sense. Yeah. oh, they're pros.
Yeah, they were really good.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So anyway, this is now you do go through much of the year, do you not?
Our events go through the end of October. So we're still going. We're midsummer for us, maybe after Labor Day, but we're midsummer with our events. We're looking forward to welcoming people into our parks over the next couple of weekends and throughout the week.
Keep us in the loop, will you?
Yeah, and thanks to WTIC 1080 for their support.
You're welcome.
It's been a great partnership over the many, many years.
Many years. Riverfront.org is where you go. Matt, thanks for being in. Say hi to your dad, will you please?
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.